Hi, I'm Harjeet and I'm an addict. And this is quite an overwhelming experience to do for me. Why do I feel uncomfortable? It's about being vulnerable, I suppose, and opening myself up to you. But I have to remember that I have something in common with all of you, and that is the disease of addiction. And that's what I'm going to share about this evening, which is basically my experience, strength and hope. And, you know, just sitting here thinking, my day's been really good today, and the honesty of my recovery today is I've had a really good week. And it can be up and down, but primarily for me, since I have worked the steps, which I only completed last December, I have had a vast improvement in my life. And I think emotional sobriety really kicked in for me. You know, I'm walking the steps of year four in my recovery, and I will say my journey hasn't been easy. I didn't go to rehab, and I have cleaned up in the rooms. It took me a long time to identify I was an addict. I came to the rooms hoping that I could have a break from drugs. My identification of being an addict was I was a daily dependent on a substance, and I thought that I could continue that after a period of having a break. Little did I know that it didn't work like that, and when I came into the room of Narcotics Anonymous, I was 48 hours clean, and my honesty of my journey today is that I haven't left the room since. And I do believe that you never need to pick up a drink or a drug ever again and just walk through the process of this program. I'm not into huge war stories of what I did and what I didn't do, but, you know, for me it was all about being empty and having an emotional rock bottom. When I came, I felt isolated, I felt lonely, and I felt totally confused. For me to identify if I was an addict was hard because I ticked a lot of boxes on the outside. You know, I had a job, I had a career, I had a home, I had a car. You know, all of those things that people today in recovery can strive for. So the identification for me to be an addict was really, really hard. But it was only I realised that it wasn't about what you had, but where your disease lied. And I learned that, you know, coming into the rooms of recovery, that I have a threefold illness, basically. I have a physical allergy, I have a mental obsession, and I have a spiritual malady. And, you know, for me, it took me a long time to surrender to this disease, basically. And that's my honesty. And I didn't believe that you could have a joyous, comfortable life without drugs. But today, I think I am living proof in my own life that you can. And it is very up and down for me. You know, a big part for me in my recovery is to have a power greater than myself in my life, who I comfortably today can call God. I cannot do this program without a God in my life today, and it can be understanding what God's will is for me. You know, primarily a big step that I struggle with is step three, and learning to turn my will over to my God on a daily basis can be difficult. And I didn't realise how self-willed I was until I had to let go of my will, basically. And the amazing thing that I have learned about my recovery and my journey is that when I do turn my will over to my God, is my life is great. And I've learned that it ends up being in boxes, if that makes sense. So the bit I'm trying to always work on is my relationships. You know, a lot of things have been restored in my journey, but one thing I have learned that I still struggle with my relationships, and primarily I suppose it's my family, and that's going to take a while to heal. I have a sponsor, I've worked the steps, and I'd be willing to work the steps again if I need to. I do service, I've been a sponsor, and I try and do all the right things to keep my emotional sobriety going, because there's no point putting down drugs if you're mentally insane, I think. I'm just really struggling in what to say at the moment. God, this is so hard. Never realised. You know, what has recovery given me today? Being clean and sober, it's given me back dignity. It's given me back pride. It's allowed me to be of service to other people. It's allowed me to keep my mouth shut and not have an opinion. It's allowed me to do so many things that I never thought was achievable, because how I valued myself as a using addict was just lower than the low, you know? And today I just don't feel like that. And I don't also analyse my past too much. You know, I just accept that that was my journey then, and I'm on a completely different journey now. And I know in order to keep spiritually well, mentally well, and physically well, it's just to continue not picking up a drug on a daily basis. And that is what I choose to do. You know, I think I've got this program on a daily basis is because I want it, you know, and I am willing to go to any lengths to hold on to my sobriety. You know, I don't believe using today is an option for me, and I don't want to do that, you know. I don't want to lose the value that I have gained in my life. And, you know, the steps, I hear a lot in the rooms that the steps have enabled people to bring their life together, and I think how the steps work in my life for me on a daily basis is it allows me to accept of what's not going to happen as opposed to what is going to happen. Because I am the addict that always wants more. You know, it was never enough for me. And it is about having gratitude and acceptance of where my life is today, rather than trying to analyse it of where it should be. You know, today I'm a very valued member of society, I think. You know, I have a healthy relationship with my work colleagues, which is a primary part of my recovery, you know. The biggest thing I can do for myself on a daily basis is to work, is because it takes me out of myself and it allows me to be someone other than a recovering addict. And, you know, they really absolutely value me. And it's just remarkable, because even though I've had a very successful career, I've been sacked in every, more or less, in every job I've had. And today it's just not like that for me, you know. My relationship with my parents is slowly improving, and there's a lot of healing to do, I think, on both parts. But I just let God direct me there as to where it will go. You know, what I will do is just run through the first three steps and basically talk about how they implicated in my life. So step one. We admitted we were powerless over our addiction and that our lives had become unmanageable. You know, when I first came into the rooms, I didn't understand about the powerlessness of addiction, but I could see how my life was completely and totally unmanageable. And it was that unmanageability that brought me to my rock bottoms to come to the rooms. And today, that's one thing I try to be vigilant on. You know, the powerlessness comes and goes, and slowly I have better awareness. As I'm working more the steps of my recovery, I understand the powerlessness over people, places and things. And, you know, the honesty for me, the only power I had when I first came into the rooms was drugs. I thought that was a power within itself, really. And it took me, you know, it took me about 5 months for the penny to drop that, you know, drugs did not have a power. Step two, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step two is my favourite step. It is the awakening for me of when I came to believe in a God. And when I am struggling on a step, I always believe I must be on the previous step. So I do believe there is a God. I do believe that there is someone always constantly looking out for me. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives out to the care of God as we understood him. You know, like for me, my step three comes in boxes. So where I've handed over certain areas of my life, like my employment, my home life, my finances, and asked God to help me turn those around, they have manifested itself and turned around. But I still work on my relationship. I still work with God in the area of my relationship, and I'm absolutely so nervous. I just want to be quiet. You know, and that's amazing for me. I like the fact that I've toned down and quiet in recovery. I really find that quite a strength, and I don't need to be this centre of attention. My recovery going forward, my strength, experience and hope, what do I have hope for the future? You know, there are things that haven't appeared in my life. You know, I haven't yet become a mother, and that's something I would love to think that my God has planned for me. And I know that any chance of me having that is to be clean and sober on a daily basis. And basically, I just show up and turn up for my life on a daily basis. I try not to find excuses. I don't stay in bed. I just get up and I do what I've got to do. And I just face whatever God has, you know, planned for me that day. And I've had to face some horrendous things in recovery as well. And it's always amazed me that I haven't used, really. And I'd like to feel that nothing is no longer a trigger. You know, to have my feelings back and to embrace them is a huge turning point for me in my recovery. You know, I do enjoy being sober. For me, I don't think using is no longer an option. I have, my biggest consequences of using drugs is that I gained a medical condition on my lungs. And primarily that's where my illness lied, in my lungs, because I used to just inhale. And, you know, for me, they talk about how this illness wants you and this illness would want me dead. There is no two ways about it. And I no longer feel that is an option for me, really. Primarily, I like my life. You know, I enjoy it. I make the most of it. And one thing I am very adamant to do, and I will leave it there, I'm just really nervous, is... One thing I am determined to do in my recovery is enjoy it, you know, any which way, how, sort of thing, without injuring or harming others. That has to play a big priority, you know. And I leave it there. Thank you. Thank you.